David!" she shouted. "Oh, my little David!" She put her arms round me and cried. Then she dried her eyes and we went to see Barkis. He was ill in bed, but very pleased to see me. He gave Peggotty some money to prepare a special dinner. Then Steerforth arrived. He laughed a lot, and we had fun together. After an hour, we left Barkis's house, and we went to Mr. Peggotty's. We heard Mr. Peggotty shouting and laughing. When we went inside, Ham was holding Emily's hand. His face was very red, and Emily was looking at the floor. "Come in," Mr. Peggotty cried. "I have a surprise for you. Ham and Emily are going to get married." "That's good," Steerforth said. There was a strange look on his face. "When did you hear that?" "A minute ago," Mr. Peggotty said. Ham began to talk. "I loved Emily when she was a child," he said, "and now I love her as a woman. I know that she is younger than I am, but she has agreed to marry me, and I'm a very happy man." We all drank wine happily together. The men talked a lot, but Emily was very quiet. She often looked at Steerforth. Time passed quickly, and soon it was late. "It's time to go," Steerforth said. We shook hands with them all and said goodbye. Steerforth and I walked back to the hotel. "I'm sorry that they're going to be married," Steerforth said. "Emily is pretty and full of life. She should be a gentleman's wife. But Ham is rough and rather dull. He's just a fisherman. It's very sad." "You're wrong," I cried. I did not agree with him at all. "Ham's a good man. He'll be a good husband to Emily." Steerforth put his hand on my arm and smiled strangely. "David," he said, "you're a good man too, but you don't understand me." After that, I stayed at Barkis's house, and Steerforth stayed at the hotel. He went out with the fisherman, and I did not see him often. One night I was alone in the house. I was sitting by the fire when he came in. His face was sad. "What's wrong?" I asked. "I was thinking," he said. "What?" "My father's dead," he said, "and I need him now.